USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to fail. May's CPI price increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at a 40-year high. Shelter, gas, and food are all up once again. The Biden administration is spending $331 million to fight food insecurity in Latin America and the Caribbean, with more efforts still to be announced this week at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The United Nations World Food Program reports the number of severely food insecure people increased by over 500,000 after Russia was allowed to invade Ukraine. Many countries in the developing world are highly reliant on Ukraine's wheat, sunflower oil, and other exports that are now being blocked by Russian soldiers. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
NATO member Norway has terminated its 20-year-old contract for 14 NH-90 maritime helicopters, citing delays, errors, and time-consuming maintenance, and they won a full refund valued at $525 million. The helicopters are built by NH Industries in France. Officials are still considering what to do with the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
After a gunman shot and killed 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, at Robb Elementary School last month, Uvalde School Superintendent Hal Harrell says teachers and students will not be returning to the campus where the shooting took place.
As far as the future of that site, there are discussions about what that will look like. As we move forward as a community, we'll have some community input to help determine what that looks like. You know, for our community and moving forward.
He says law enforcement will be assigned to each campus being used for summer school.
That's Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The good folks at M&M Mars in Lancaster County, not too far from Hershey, Pennsylvania, had a genuine chocolate disaster on their hands Thursday. Two people got trapped in a chocolate vat, and rescuers had to use the Jaws for Life to get them out. The two are doing okay at last report. As violence and mob mentality has become a nuisance in America, their thought is, whomever can scream the loudest wins. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York and a candidate for the governor of New York, told Newsmax Thursday the Biden administration has subtly encouraged violence against members of the Supreme Court by not condemning the release of their private addresses.
They've actually made statements protecting the doxing of the Supreme Court justices. When the addresses were released, Jen Psaki stood there at the White House press briefing room and defended it. When their supporters were starting to form outside of the homes of these justices, Jen Psaki stood there at the White House press briefing room delivering the official position of President Biden and the White House and the administration and defended it. So I believe that this isn't just an example of complicity through silence, but actually what they have said, I believe, leaves them in many respects directly responsible. When you look at, you know, folks like Maxine Waters and other congressional Democrats who encourage physical confrontation, you start owning this when your supporters take these types of actions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.